Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I hope you guys are doing very well today. I'm super excited for today's topic, which is we're going back to no excuses, and I'll dive into why I made this post. Happy St. Patrick's Day for all of my American people. You know, we don't really celebrate it like that. Let's just give it a buck. Let's just, you know. It's one of them days where you just, you know, say it and keep it pushing. I don't know exactly what happens today or anything like that. I just remember being young and being on spring break and it was a thing. Don't know what it means, what, none of that. So nonetheless, happy St. Patty's Day to everybody in America, or if you celebrate it, I don't even know if it's an international holiday. Y'all, now with all this time change that I just figured out, we've all been bamboozled. I'm just so confused. But nonetheless, welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. I'm so blessed to have you guys here today. I hope you guys are doing well. I just want to say thank you so much every day for showing up. Go ahead and load up the comments with the good morning. I see y'all. Y'all warm my heart every single morning. So I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go ahead and jump into the morning prayer. And we're going to jump right into today's topic after I give the shout out. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up again for another day. I pray that everybody has an open heart, open mind, and whatever they're struggling with, whatever they are fighting against, that you just give them strength to get through it, that you give them discernment, knowledge, wisdom, the power and the fortitude to push through, to get over to the other side and to make their dreams come true aligned in your purpose. And anybody that is flourishing or celebrating at this time, I just want to say thank you for all their blessings and continue to bless them, continue to flourish them, and continue to flourish and bless anybody that is listening and anybody that will watch later. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. And if you are not spiritual or religious, that is totally okay. You are welcome. Or if you have a different denomination background, you're more than welcome too. So let's jump in to these morning comments. Man, y'all showed out today. Well, good morning, King Amber. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Sherelle. Good morning, KB. Good morning, Nastasia. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Naturally C. Good morning, Anaya. If this is your first time tuning in, please let me know. And please let me know when you're tuning in from. Good morning, Shador. Shador. Good morning. Husband doing the school run today. Yes. Undivided attention. I'm so happy you get a break. Good morning, Lacey. Good morning, Sydney. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Indigo Kisses. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope that you guys are blessed today. And I hope you guys are in for a treat, because now I'm going to talk about not somebody in particular. Well, I am going to talk about kind of somebody in particular, but this is not a shot at this person. This is just, I want us to get out of a certain mindset. Good morning, Latoya. How are you today? I hope you guys are blessed, beautiful, and highly favored and all of that good stuff. All right. So today we're going to go rewind. So in January, we read the book No Excuses by Brian Tracy. I don't have it here with me physically because my honey is reading it at the current moment. But we went over an entire book, damn near, of No Excuses by Brian Tracy in every single aspect of our lives, from just work, school, friends, family, loved ones, all of the above. And, you know, I'm starting to move into a sector of life where excuses are no longer valid or no longer necessary. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Miss Chills. How are you? I'm going into a sector where I can't allow myself nor you guys to really make excuses, because I would be the person that'd be like, you know what? And I would just come up with complaint after complaint or excuse after an excuse. And I'm not going to allow y'all to do it. And I'm not going to allow myself to do it. Okay. If we're a true alignment with what God has for us, right? Like I've said this over and over and over again, and I'm being repetitive for a reason. And it's because of a message that I got yesterday. So let me rewind and tell y'all the story, and then we'll jump into the topics. So I did a post on my Instagram, basically saying what I said to you guys yesterday. Like, we are in charge of creating our lives, right? If you have a job and you don't like it, you applied for that job. Now, that's not to beat yourself up and say, dang, you know, It's to put the power back in your hands. It's not to beat yourself up to be like, dang, I'm so stupid. Why'd I get this job? No, I say that to you guys to empower you. I say that to make you aware of, you don't have to be a victim of your circumstances. You don't have to be a victim of your environment. We are all grown adults, whether you stay at home with your parents or whether you have a roommate, whether you live on your own, whether you're married, we are all grown. We are all adults, right? So thank you, Sydney. So you have the power. You've created everything that's around you for the most part, right? Now your parents created their environment. So if you still stay at home with your parents, you know, that's still a choice, even if you don't have money. Let me just tell this, because people say, well, I don't have a choice because I didn't have money, or I don't have a choice because I didn't. It doesn't matter. Still a choice, because you could choose to go be homeless. Now, is that a smart choice? No, of course not. It's not a smart choice, right? But I want you to understand, and I want everybody here listening to know that you have the power to change everything. You've made every single decision in your life thus far, good, bad, or indifferent. Even if you didn't like the outcome, even if you married the wrong person, even if you feel like you moved to the wrong state, it doesn't matter, or you made the right choices. You made every single decision that got you right where you are today, right? For the most part, unless you were forced, like a gun to your head, unless you were, you know, mentally and emotionally, you know, abused. And I'm not talking about that sector of people. I'm talking about the people who have probably just not really, you know, like, oh, this job is cool, but it ain't what I want. It's not what my truest desires are. I just kind of settled for this. And then again, yeah, you may be in a season, right? Because that's what her complaint was. Well, everybody may not have a choice because they have to stick with the job because of this. That's fine. It's still a choice. So I want to empower you that you made that choice. You made that decision. Honor it. Stand in it. Be 10 toes down in it, good, bad, or indifferent. Even if it's a bad decision, you know what? I did it. All right, now what are we going to do about it? Instead of complaining, instead of going to work with a funky attitude, instead of, you know, I don't want to be here. I don't want to get up. Y'all, we are blessed. Okay. We are blessed. There are people on this planet that are doing way worse than all of us. And I'm not to say to brag or to, you know, whatever, but we really have to count our blessings. We can turn on the news, and it's so sad that we can, right? But we could turn on the news and see how people's lives have completely, went on their head where they don't have a choice. You know, everything that's going on over there, they don't have a choice. So we have to acknowledge that we still have choices, that we can still get up every single day and create the life that we desire for ourselves. And so it's really hard for me for somebody to sit there and say, well, you know, and I do empathize, but when I empathize, I allow excuses. So I hear you and I see you, but I want you guys to really stand firm in whatever it is you want to do. So the second part of it is, okay, I don't like this, that the decisions that I made, I didn't like, even if they weren't horrible, I don't like where I'm at. Now I have the power to choose something else. So I've never told anybody, I've never got on here and been like, well, quit y'all jobs, walk out and figure it out. No. What have I always told y'all? You don't like your job, while you're in the current job you don't like, start applying for some more. Get your resumes together, you know, start that business. If your goal and your desire is to not work for anybody else, then start your business in your job. You guys, it takes money to make money, you know, and for the entrepreneurs out there who are like, yeah, well, I did all that and I'm still, you know, and it's okay. If you got to get a side hustle while you work on your business, that is okay. If you have to go back to work while you work on your business, that is okay. I've been there, done that. You know, it's not the end of the road. Just because things don't pan out exactly the way we want them to does not mean that the plan isn't working. That's why I really encourage you guys to read the book, The Alchemist, because The Alchemist shows you that sometimes we have a plan, we have a vision, we have a goal, and it doesn't, and life will take you like this. It doesn't mean that you won't get there. It doesn't mean that you won't eventually make it. But you have to continue to push forward, but you can't make excuses. If you don't like something, change it. If you don't like yourself, change it. And you should be your own best friend. And it should be to the point where, and I had to work on this, y'all. But it should be to the point where, you know, I was having a negative thought, like, oh, I don't know. Remember the person that we talked about, the duality, the having different people in your mind to hype you up and to step in when you don't have the power, when you don't have the strength. And it happened. It worked. The other side of me said, my best friend side of myself said, no, Britt, you can't think like that. You know, you're meant to do this. It's just a time. It's just a piece. Look at all the other people that you study. Look how they overcame. Look how, that's why I watch documentaries. I always watch documentaries. And the reason why I watch documentaries, especially people who were champions, especially people who did it well, like I watched the Kanye documentary. I watched, there's a documentary series called The Last Dance with Michael Jordan. So good. And the reason why I love seeing it is because when you're watching people from afar as maybe a fan, or you heard about them, like I remember Michael Jordan as a little kid and how, like, you know, LeBron is cool. RIP, rest in peace, Kobe is cool. But Michael Jordan in the 90s, y'all, if y'all remember, because some of y'all are my age or a little older, y'all remember how big Mike was in the 90s. Man, I just remember how much of a powerhouse that man was. And then you think that, you know, he doesn't make mistakes. He's a great basketball player. As a kid, you think that the man walks on water, right? That was something that they said he did. He walked on water. They called him Black Jesus, even though they end up calling Kobe that. Anyways, and I'm watching this documentary, and this man had a lot of flaws. You know, he was not perfect. He was a trash talker. He would trash talk to his teammates to try to pump them up. He would get into their mind, and he would be he was a physical player. Michael Jordan was not a nice man when it came to his sport. Now, he was probably not, you know, he was nice. You've seen him signing autographs, but he wasn't around smiling at everybody. He would just be like, all right, I'm signing, I'm going. And it was just like watching that documentary and getting a peek behind the curtain of how many times he failed. He was in the NBA 7 years before he got a championship. 7 years. So when we're on this journey and we're just starting out, we're 2 months in, we're a year in, we're 2 years in, and we're like, oh, I can't do this. Y'all, watch the greats. Study the greats, read about the greats. Look how long it took them to make something happen. You know, there's a movie called Founders by the man who created, or what we know now today is McDonald's. He didn't really create it, but he went in. He was really shady though. So you take people's good tactics and you leave their bad ones to the side, because he did some shady stuff. Nonetheless, I saw the progression of his timeline. He was an older man when he found the company McDonald's, and he scaled it to the McDonald's we know now, but he didn't even get rich off the burgers and the fries. He got rich off the real estate. So we have to look at other people sometimes and watch their journey. And the reason why I do that, like I said before, and the reason why I encourage all of you to do that is because it really takes the pressure off yourself. It really takes all the, woe, it's me. Oh, I could never do this. How could I? That's why I share stories about Steve Harvey like I did yesterday and all these different people, is to show you guys these people took years to get to where they are. Remember I shared to y'all yesterday, Steve Harvey was $22 million in IRS debt because somebody mishandled. He didn't have control over that, but what he did have control over, he never went back and looked at his statements. He never went back to, you know, make sure. And that's why he says, now, I don't care who's doing your stuff, always make sure you know what's going on in your business. You know, even though it was a jacked up thing and somebody did it behind his back, he still made the choice not to follow up. And not to say that it was all his fault, but it could have been prevented possibly. You know, so we can't make excuses for ourselves and be like, whoa, it's me, or, oh, you know, I got to stay at this job because, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It's not forever. It's temporary. You know, all my business isn't doing great right now. It's temporary. Everything is temporary. For a few months, a few weeks, a few seasons, it's temporary. You know, and in the midst of that, troubleshoot. Figure out what's not working. Don't keep doing the same thing. You're going to keep getting the same results. So you do the same thing for a period of time. You look back at your results. All right, how could I level up? How could I be better? You know, especially in relationships. Okay, I went on 5 dates. Nobody's asked me for a second date. What am I doing wrong? Let's go back. Call some of them. Hey, Jerry. you know, I know we're not, you know, dating anymore, but can you tell me what I could have possibly, like, what some things that you've noticed that I may do that I may be unaware of? You'll be surprised at the feedback people will give you. I've called some exes and been like, hey, me as a girlfriend, what did you think? You know, and then you'll find out if it's them or if it's you. I had to get a relationship coach because I was like, there's something I'm doing wrong. There's something mentally I'm doing wrong. Because sometimes we can be oblivious of our own BS, y'all. So it's okay to ask your friends. And we have to be careful with asking our friends, because our friends can really, they can coddle us too. My friends love me. Your friends probably love you. Or that one friend, she loves you. Or you call the homegirl that's going to keep it real with you, or the homeboy that's going to be like, hey, I love you, but, you know. Oh, thank you. You know what I mean? Like, I love that. I stayed at home until 30, but I made the choice and it helped me get through college. Exactly. You know, you can be like, well, I don't have a college degree, so I'm never going to get the job I want. Go back to school. Is it easy? No. But is it worth it? Yes. And that's the determining factor. We have to look at the duality of things sometimes. We have to say, because sometimes people ask me, well, how do you fight procrastination, right? I look at, because when we procrastinate, what we're really doing is putting off the thing because of the pain that we feel, the discomfort, the unease that we feel by doing it. But we have to look at it and be like, well, am I going to be uncomfortable here? Or am I going to tackle it, get it out of the way so that I can feel better with this result? Yes, putting another resume together is trash. I hate it. Time consuming. I got it. You still got to do it. Applying for jobs, time consuming, annoying. Got it. Still got to do it. Applying for colleges, a time consuming, annoying. Still got to do it. Studying for an exam, annoying, time consuming. You still have to do it. But when you have a plan that goes from A, hey, I got to do this. Got to get that degree. Check. I got to get this. I got to start this business. So I need my LLC. I need to find a building. Check. And you go off around in time and you just check off your action steps. It's so simple, but it's hard at the same time. It's going to be hard. Now what? Okay, it's hard. So it was hard for Michael Jordan to leave the NBA and come back to the NBA. And one thing that I admire about this man, ooh, I wish I had this skill and maybe I can adopt it. You know, we say we can do anything, right? Maybe I need to adopt this. This was Michael Jordan, right? So say he was having an off game, right? He was having an off game. Maybe he wasn't shooting right. Maybe his mind was somewhere else. All it took was one person saying something slick to him, shady, being shady to him. Either somebody said, oh, you MJ, huh? And he would take that little seed and he'd be like, all right, I'm going to show you. And he would snap into this other person and take off. And he boom, 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 boom. So one quarter of the game, he would have 38 points. Or he would say, oh, that's what you think I am? Got it. And he would be on him, on him, on him. Or if he had an old teammate, say that there was a teammate that was on their team at one season, right? And then maybe the teammate was on another team, and because they know all their tricks, they would get to the Bulls and he'd be like, got you. And he'd be on that person like white on rice. It was something in his brain. All it took was a little bit of motivation and he would snap into this. He would just go into overtime physically. One time he played with a stomach virus because somebody poisoned him before a game. They delivered a pizza. He ate the whole pizza by himself, like at 2 a.m. or something like that. Woke up in the middle of the night, throwing up. You know what happens when you have food poisoning. And his mom was like, I don't think you should play. Even some of his team were like, I don't know if you should play. They were in the playoffs. He was like, I'm playing. When he was on that bench, and as soon as they called the whistle, he was like this. As soon as they said action, let's go. He was in it the whole time, playing. And as soon as they hit the buzzer, he would be like this. It's something that you have to manipulate. Like, our brains, you guys, are so powerful. Sometimes you have to snap into somebody else. We talked about that yesterday, of having multiple personalities in your brain. And again, not to be a psychopath or a crazy person, but sometimes you have to tap into a different side of yourself. Like I told you guys, we do it every day with other people anyway. Why not do it to benefit yourself? We do it for survival purposes at our jobs, you know, with our kids. You know, you don't talk the same to your children that you do to your husband. You, my cousin, you call your husband a fool. Like, you a fool. You may not say that to your kids. You might go into mommy mode. How can mommy help you? Or you have a different personality at work. You know, the Brittany at work is not the same Brittany y'all see. The Brittany in my personal life is not the same person y'all see. I have different levels to me, different layers to me, just like anybody else. You know, it's when I get on Instagram, some of y'all, if y'all are my close friends, y'all know it's a different person. Not because I'm fake, not because I'm not who I say I am, because I know time and place is everything. So sometimes when you're getting to your goal, you got to snap into that other you, that other person. When it's study time, hey, I'm study Shirley. Hello, focused. Study Shirley doesn't get distracted. So study Shirley handles her business. Whatever you got to do for yourself to snap you into the person you need to become to get you to where you need to be. Do not allow excuses to penetrate your brain. Don't allow excuses to hold you back from what you're supposed to do for yourself. Never do that. For what? For what? All right. So that was my first tip. Don't harm yourself by making excuses for yourself. Don't be like, well, but, and it's okay if you're tired, take a break. It's okay. Like, that's one thing I learned during the pandemic, right? I was in a different relationship and I used to beat myself up when I wasn't doing what I thought I was supposed to do. I worked a whole day at work, which I did not like, right? So when I would work a whole day at work during the pandemic, mind you, when everybody else was at home, I had to get in my uniform and still go because I was an essential worker. Okay. But I showed up and did my job like I was supposed to because I put my best foot forward, right? So when I would get home, I'd be mentally exhausted, didn't want to do my YouTube videos, didn't want to edit, didn't want to do all this stuff, right? And sometimes we need breaks. We're human. You know, it's one thing to make an excuse and it's another thing to acknowledge, hey, I've been working hard. I need a break. Let me sit down. Let me take a nap. We're not robots. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Sometimes you're not going to have it. So you have to honor yourself and know your body. And hey, am I making an excuse or do I really need to sit my butt down so I can continue this race? Right. So I would get home and I'd be like, oh, I don't feel like doing this. And I would chill. But in the midst of me chilling, I would be like, man, I need to be doing this, man. I need to be doing this, man. And I would just constantly beat myself up mentally. Oh, I should be doing it. And so I wouldn't even enjoy my chill time. And so one day my ex looked at me and he was like, if you're going to break, just break. If you need a break, just break. Don't beat yourself up in the midst of the break. Just chill and get back to it. And I love that. Good morning. I love that because it changed my perspective on things. It's like, don't beat yourself up when you're in your rest season or you're in your rest period. Or you're saying, you know what? I need a 30-minute break. I've been studying for X amount of time. Or I've been dealing with my kids, my husband, my job all day. Before I jump into doing anything else, I need to take a pause. That is okay. But honor whatever part of the day you're in. Or honor whatever part of the time you're in. It's okay. But don't beat yourself up in the midst of it. Still be that friend and be like, hey, I need five. You know, everybody has their off time. Dennis Rodman. That's another thing. We can't be anybody but ourselves, right? And that's one thing I loved about watching that documentary. Nobody was trying to be like Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan left, Scottie Pippen just was still Scottie. When Mike came back or when Mike hit the floor, Dennis Rodman was still Dennis Rodman. Everybody knew their position. Everybody knew who they were in the game. One thing I loved about Dennis Rodman watching that documentary, Dennis did Dennis, okay? Dennis was a great teammate. And they can say a lot of stuff about Dennis Rodman. And Dennis Rodman is a basketball player, for those of you who don't know. He was on the Bulls, and it was him, Pippen, and Jordan that really changed the narrative about 97, I think 98, I believe, with the Bulls. But he knew himself. And he went to Phil Jackson, which was their coach, and said, hey, I need 48 hours. I need to get off this court and I need to do my own thing for 48 hours, right? The normal coach and normal people would have been like, ah, we're in the middle of the season. I can't let you do that. Nope. You got to get back in the gym with everybody else. Because Mike was in the gym. Mike was, you know, when he fell short, he was in the gym. He said, I need my 48 hours. So Phil Jackson said, you know what? Cool. You got 48 hours. He went and partied his tail off in Vegas. Partied, right? He ended up staying a little bit over 48. I think he did like 50 something hours. And Michael Jordan was like, I don't know why you did that, coach. He ain't coming back, right? He came back. His teammates was like, okay, we're going to have to get Rodman back in shape because he'd been partying in Vegas. He'd been doing all types of crazy stuff. Oh, no, Mike went and got him. That's what it was. Mike went and got him because he did extend a little bit over the 48. Michael Jordan went and got him out of the hotel room when he was in there with girls, all types of, we don't even know because they ain't show no camera. We don't know what was going on. But Carmen Electra said it was some stuff going on in there. So he went and got his teammate. He was like, all right, y'all, we're going to have to get Rodman back in shape because we're in practice now. Man, Rodman took off. He was good to go. Because he knew himself. He was like, I just needed a little break. And that's when he came back on interview. He was like, I just needed a few minutes. I just needed a little break. So know yourself. Know that, hey, if I take the weekend, like I don't like to work too much on the weekends because I give so much during the week. I try to go as hard as I can during the week. So I take my little break time so I can decompress and I can come back to y'all. So you have to figure out your mode. You have to figure out what works for you. You know, if you need family time to recharge, recharge. If you need a little vacation to recharge, recharge, because this is a marathon, not a sprint. But don't make excuses for yourself. You know, honor who you are in that moment. Oh, you're, you know, if somebody tries to get you down, oh, you're supposed to be working. I'm on break. I'm taking a break. And that's okay. Make sure we take breaks. Make sure we rest. Make sure we do that for ourselves because we're not robots. You guys, even God took a break. Hello. When people be like, I don't sleep till you dead, whatever. I'm not trying to die because I ain't getting no sleep. Okay? I'm not. God took a day off. And I think that he put that in the Bible for a reason. On the seventh day, he rested. Hello. And I think the reason he did that is to show us if I need a break, y'all definitely need a break. Y'all are human beings. Okay? Sydney said, the thing is, Rodman was going to do what he wanted to do anyway. People down talk him, but he always done what he wanted to do and did what works for him. Absolutely. But one thing they couldn't take from him, the one thing that they couldn't take from him was that he was a hell of a team player. Because when he got on that court, oh, he did his job. And even Michael was like, he was a little weird, you know, but he executed. And that's another thing is people can say whatever they want about you. But look at my work. Look at my execution. Michael Jordan was not, they were like, he was an asshole. Okay. He was a butthole. He was not a friendly team player. They knew when you stepped on the court with Mike, it was going to be a lot of trash talking. He was going to get in your head, even to his teammates. But nobody could tell him nothing because he had results. Nobody could tell, okay, Rodman, you look crazy. Got all these piercings. You dye your hair. He was getting results. So you could only say so much. So let them talk. Let people talk. If they're talking about you, good. Somebody started a fake page. I feel like now I'm making it. Now I'm going somewhere. You know what I mean? And a couple of y'all DM me and told me that. When they start making fake pages, when they start talking, let them talk, y'all. Haters are doing what they're supposed to do. Naysayers, the people on the side, they're doing. If they got time to talk about you, they got too much time on their hands. Let them talk. Whether it be your cousins, your mama, your family, it don't matter. Let them talk. They're doing their job. They're spectating. Execute. You focus on your execution. Rodman was focused on his execution. Jordan was focused on execution. You could say whatever you wanted to about that man. He showed up and showed out every time. Same thing with Rodman. Say what you wanted to do about Rodman. He showed up and showed out every time. But you know who they would talk about a little bit? Scottie Pippen. And you know why they would talk about Scottie Pippen? Because there were times where Scottie Pippen gave up on his team. There were times where Scottie Pippen's ego got into the way of the championship and what his selfishness got into the way sometimes. So make sure you're doing what you want to do for you, but you hold integrity at all counts. You don't cut corners. You don't make excuses. You don't shade people or do anything grimy or unreasonable. And you execute to your highest level. And your highest level may not be a Michael Jordan level. You know, every player that was great was not Michael Jordan's level. You had Reggie Miller at that time that was dominating. You had all these names that I had never heard of that were still, Michael Jordan couldn't have done it by himself. He still had a team. It was this guy from Croatia, Kuchos, all types of folks. Watch the documentary. It's great. It's on Netflix. Love it. That's what I do in my downtime, y'all. I watch documentaries. I watch interviews. I love it. That's my juice because I love learning from great. It's like being a fly on the wall. All those years of footage, and you get to be in the locker room. You get to see what they were talking about. You were getting to see, you know, his practice, what other people were saying about him, what Michael was reacting to other people saying. It's like you got to be behind the scenes of greatness. That's why I do it. And if you want to be great, you got to learn from the greats. So anybody in your sector, anybody in your field, and you might be like, well, sports isn't my thing. Somebody out there got a documentary. You want to be in fashion? There's plenty of fashion documentaries. Rest in peace to Andre Talley. Loved his documentary. I love fashion. I was big into fashion brands and things like that until, you know, I kind of woke up for me. But if that's your thing, go watch the greats. There's an Anna Wintour documentary. There's so many people that have done great things that have documentaries about them. See how they did it. See what their mental process was. See what their routine was. See how what they did in their free time and what they didn't do. Andre Talley didn't have a relationship, but he ended up regretting that. He was like, you know what? I put my work before my personal life all the time. He was like, I didn't even have one. And he was older at the end of his life, and he's gone now. But he was like, I kind of regret that because now I'm older and I don't have anybody to share it with. So that made me see that work is not everything. You know, so watch those people. Figure that out. Another thing when we're going through this not making excuses thing, watch the narratives you tell yourself. You will believe whatever you tell yourself. So we have to watch those inner thoughts. We have to watch those other conversations going on in our mind. When you want to do something and that thought goes, you know, you can't, or you hear your mother's voice or maybe your old teacher's voice, your father's voice or somebody, your cousin, your friend, somebody that says something to you, watch those voices that you listen to in your mind. Watch those narratives you tell yourself because you're going to believe whatever you tell yourself. If you think that you're not smart, you're not going to be smart. It doesn't matter who tells you you are. If you don't think you're talented, you're not going to be talented. If you don't think that you are whatever you're trying to become, you will never become that because it's what you believe. I don't care if everybody in the arena will tell you something great about yourself. If you don't believe it, it will never happen. So you first have to believe it. Even if you gotta lie to yourself, fake it till you make it and not fake it publicly. I feel like people take fake it till you make it to the extreme. Fake it till you make it does not mean go and purchase things you can't afford or present a life that is not yours or present a false fictional person of yourself. You know, that's not what that means. Faking it till you make it is tapping in and becoming something even when you don't see it. Does that make sense? Like, if you want to be a motivational speaker, you first have to believe you're a motivational speaker. If you want to become a mother, you first have to believe you're a mother. That's why people do IVF, because they have a true belief that, hey, not getting pregnant naturally, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to have a baby. I'm a mom. I know I want to be a mom. I know I'm going to be a mom. So I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to become a mom, regardless of how we feel about it or whatever the beliefs is. Doesn't matter. That person has made and decided what they're going to do. No, before you become anything, you have to believe it first. Or as you're working towards, you have to believe if you want to pass that real estate exam, I'm a real estate agent. All I need is this exam. I'm already a real estate agent. I'm already a professor. All I need is this degree. I'm already a speaker. All I need is a stage. So I'm just going to speak. You have to first believe it. I'm already an influencer. Look, I have a phone and I record myself. Whatever it is, I'm already a millionaire. I'm just waiting on the money to hit. But in the meantime, I'm getting my finances in order. I'm making sure I know where my money's going. I'm making sure I'm managing the $100 because the million is on the way. The couple thousand is on the way. But I'm managing this right now. So then when God, you know, pulls up with the money truck, when he pulls up with the money truck, I'm ready. You first have to believe it. You first have to believe it. You first have to believe it. I'm a business owner. I'm just waiting on the building. I just got to get my paperwork together. You have to first believe it. And don't let nobody tell you different. Girl, what you talking about? You a business owner? You don't got this. You got this. I'm a business owner, girl. Bye. Just because you don't see it, it's not your... God gave me the vision, not you. Like, whatever you have to do. That's not faking it till you make. You're telling yourself, because you first have to believe. Because when you guess what's going to happen when you start believing in yourself? When you say, I'm a business person, guess what you're going to start doing? You're going to start operating like a business person. You're going to start taking meetings like a business person. You're going to start setting up yourself and your business like a business person. If that's just my side hustle, you're going to always treat it like a side hustle. Oh, you got a business? Well, you know, it's just a little... That's not what business owners do. Rich people promote themselves. You want to be rich, but you don't promote yourself. I'm telling people are going to get sick of me. When I heard that, I was like, oh, it's game time. It's over. It is over when I heard that. When I heard that, that's why I always tell y'all, but when I tell y'all books, write them down. I'm not telling y'all for nothing. Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. When he said, oh, rich people promote themselves and poor people are too. Oh, that's all I got to do. Psh, period. Too much. Y'all going to see morning motivation every day. Y'all going to get sick of me. Be prepared to be sick of me, because I'm going to promote. I'd rather people be like, oh, I'm so sick of this girl posting about her show versus, oh, I never heard about that. They going to be like, I'm so sick of this girl taking this exam. Well, get prepared to be sick of me, because I'm going to take this exam until I pass. I'm so sick of this girl coming and calling about this business, but be prepared to get sick of me, because I'm going to call until I get all my answers. I'm so tired of this girl coming in here with Freddie's pregnancy test. Prepare to get sick of me, because I'm going to keep coming and getting them until I get my baby. She always on dates. Yes, because I'm looking for my, I'm ready. I'm getting prepared for my husband, and he out here somewhere. So I'm going to go on dates until I find him. Whatever it is that you want to do, prepare to get sick of me, honey. Oh, every time she come around, she talking about her business. Prepare to be sick of me. Everybody needs to adopt that. Promote whatever you want to do. I'm this, so I'm going to act accordingly. I'm a wife, so I'm going to act accordingly. I'm a mother. I'm going to act accordingly. I'm a homeowner, so I'm going to act accordingly. I got my credit right. I got my savings. I'm just waiting on my house. And people are like, oh, don't buy right now. Okay, maybe it's not the season to buy. Save the money until it is. Or you never know, you might want to move to another state. You might want to move to another country. And then your nest egg that you were sitting on for your house is now for something else. You never know, but prepare anyway. Why not? What else you going to do? Not follow your dreams? Be 2-3 years later still regretting that you're not getting what you want to get? If you keep doing what you've always been, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting the same results. Look at your results and tweak it. Doesn't mean that you're failing. There is no failure. There is no failure. There is no failure. The relationship ended good. It was supposed to. You lost that job. Good. You were supposed to. That situation didn't work out good. It was supposed to. God is closing doors to redirect you. That ain't who you were supposed to be with. Let it go. Let it go. That job wasn't supposed to be that. That wasn't really what you wanted to do deep down anyway. Let it go. You didn't get into that school. It's okay. Let it go. That wasn't the school for you. It's something better coming for you. When God tells you, when doors close and you've done your absolute best, you put your best foot forward. You had the best resume. You know you nailed that essay. You know you studied for that exam and it didn't work. Keep going after that exam. But if those doors close for that job, that just means they weren't for you. And that's okay, because he has something better. Keep going. Keep going. The only time we fail is when we stop. The only time we fail is when we stop. What if Michael Jordan would have stopped at his 6th year and been like, well, damn, I'm not winning any championships. So, you know what? I don't want to play basketball anymore, because I'm not getting to the championship. Mm-mm. You know what that man did? study more. You know what that man did? Went to the gym harder. He said that one year, who did they lost to somebody. This is what I loved about that Michael Jordan documentary, y'all. This is why I want y'all to watch it. Every time they lost, Mike went into the gym and went harder. Every time they lost like a championship or a final, instead of them getting down and just being like, oh, well, we'll try again next year and we're going to do the same thing. Mike was like, they played Detroit one year and it was younger in his career. I think it was like 93, 92, 93, or 93, 94. Don't remember, but it was in the 93s era. And he was a younger guy. He was skinny and they went against Detroit. And Detroit was beating them boys down, like physically. They were a very physical team. I really want y'all to watch this documentary. It's so powerful. Mike said after they got whooped by Detroit, he was like, oh, y'all ain't about to push me around no more. He went into the gym. He gained his grown man weight. He was really looking good after that season, y'all. He went from a little boy to a grown man. He was looking real. Mike was fine back then, okay? But he went to the gym. Put on his grown man weight. He was like, he put on 15 pounds and he executed his game in a different way. He executed his game in a different way. He came back and they won that year. They won that next year. He didn't retreat. He didn't be like, dang, they beat me. So you know what? I'm just gonna continue to be Michael Jordan and just, you know, with my shoes. No. He came back and went harder. Y'all, when you fail that test, study harder. Don't be like, oh, I studied all I can, so I'm just going to study a little bit. No, study harder. Go harder. That job didn't work out. Okay, maybe it was my interview. Or you can actually ask. When you don't get a job or when you're doing interviews, ask that person, so what could have I done better? What could I do better? You already have their number. You already have their email. Reach out. Hey, thanks so much for the opportunity. I was just wondering, what could I have done differently to make the experience, to become hired or to make the interview better or maybe to make my resume better? They will give you feedback if you ask for it. They're not going to just give it to you just because. Ask, what could I have done better? We have to ask. We can't make no excuses, y'all. No excuses for what we want, because your excuses are just going to keep you where you're at. Your excuses are going to keep holding you back from your destiny, back from what you're supposed to have. And God's sitting up there tapping his foot like, I'm just ready. I'm just waiting on you to get into hyper mode. I'm just waiting on you to come on. It's right here. Just keep going. Nope, not that door. No, they didn't. They turned around. Dang, it was the next door. Imagine that. Imagine you stop and it was the next door. Imagine you stopped and it was the next relationship. Imagine you breaking up with somebody and you going, I will never love again. Nobody's going to love me. Everybody thinks I'm ugly. And you're the most beautiful thing on the planet because you are. You know you bad. You know you fine. You know all it is. But nobody in it. And you don't date for 2 years. While this man that you crying over, that he in another relationship. He gone, girl. He ain't coming back. He gone. And if he does come back, don't let him come back. He gone. And we sit up there, oh, and you could have just been like, oh, that relationship don't work. You know, you mourn, you heal, you take some time for yourself. You get better. You get back out there. You get back in the gym. Because you know you got your happy weight now. So you get back in the gym. You tweak your makeup. You tweak your hairstyle. You tweak your fashion sense. You might dress a little bit more. You know, I'm a grown woman. Now I'm going to step it up a little bit. You start going to different places to elevate the type of man that you attract. You know, I was hanging down at the U bar. I don't want them men no more. I want to go where those men go. I want a professional man. So I'm going to go hang out where the professional men hang out. I'm going to go to conferences so I could be around professionals. That's where a lot of men, professional men, meet their wives, y'all. So what you going to do? You going to cry and be sad that one person that you weren't supposed to be with is not going to be with you? Or you going to, you know, shed a tear or two. Okay, it hurt. Heal yourself and go out there and find your husband. And I'm not saying be searching with binoculars. But how he gonna find you when you at the house? How you gonna have your family and you don't go nowhere? Your hair not done. You ain't taking care of yourself. Not my people. We not doing that. Not my folks. I see y'all in them comments. Keep going. Keep commenting. I'm going to get you. Unless life totally takes you out of control. Like if you're dealing with a situation, I'm sure if you're watching this, you're not dealing with that type of situation, right? But unless you're dealing with a situation that's going on like in Ukraine, you bet that should be the fire in your back to say, I don't know how much time I have, so I'm going to get it done now. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so I'm going to work now. Unless you're in a situation like that, which I'm so sad that those folks are going through, but you need to be maximizing your time right now. Unless you're in a situation like that, you have control over your life. You have control over your life. Take action now. We are so blessed. Our lives could be flipped upside down instantly, and it's not right now. So we have today. And we can't be like, well, if it's going to happen, then what's the point? No, because I don't want to leave this planet with any regrets. If God, I was thinking about that. I was like, dang, Britt, what if you don't live till you're 88? What if you live till like you're 36? Well, if my purpose was complete, if my purpose was to do this for 50, what? We're on day what? 54? 54 days. And I gave everything to y'all and y'all had all of my nuggets and all everything. And God took me out tomorrow. Cool. My purpose was complete. I did not sit around with all this stuff inside of me. I did what I was supposed to do. Because that's what we're here for anyway. We're here really for God's purpose. So if it's purposeful for us, leave it all on the table. Y'all, if something ever to happen to me and God takes me, I don't want him to take me out early. God forbid, let's knock on some wood. In your time, God, but you know, I'm cool. But if he ever takes me out, y'all don't be sad. Please don't be sad for me. Just share, keep sharing my message. Because I gave it all. I did everything I could do. You know, and I'm going to continue to strive. I'm going to continue to grow. I'm going to continue to keep beasting. But make sure you leave it all on the table. Make sure you leave life with no regrets. Make sure you love as hard as you can love. Make sure that you show up as hard as you can show up. Make sure every day that man don't leave this house without giving me a kiss. Because you never know. Love as hard as you can love. And you're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect. Everybody's going to have their days. It's okay. Just don't stay in that space. When you're wrong, apologize. You know, if you did something, apologize and keep it moving. You know, acknowledge, you know, I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. R.I.B., that was jacked up. Shouldn't have did that. My bad, babe, or my bad son, my bad daughter, my bad dad, whatever. My bad supervisor or your teammates, whatever. And you keep it pushing. You keep it pushing because nobody is without fault. Everybody has a bad day. Everybody makes mistakes. But you don't dwell in them. You acknowledge them and you keep it pushing because dwelling in it is not going to do nothing for you. Okay. And I'm going to say this and we're going to close out and go to the comments, but be your own hype man. Be your own hype man. Because ain't nobody else hyping you up in here but you. You could be hyping yourself up or tearing yourself down. You were called for this. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what God placed in your heart. He wouldn't have placed it in your heart if it wasn't what you were supposed to do. Tap into a different side of yourself. Y'all, do y'all think that I wake up with this energy? Heck no. I pray about this. I make sure I try to show up each and every day. And sometimes I don't do it to my fullest extent. Sometimes I'm on 70%. But I try to show up each and every day to give you guys something and I tap into a different side of myself because this is what I love to do. Find what you're passionate about. Find what you love. Find in the midst of doing everything that you're doing and tap into a different version of yourself. Be your own hype man. Pay attention to your thoughts. Your mindset is everything. Your mindset is everything. I'm telling y'all, if you don't get your mindset together, you're just going to keep getting what you've been getting. If you keep allowing yourself excuses, woe it's me, feeling sorry for ourselves. What's the point of feeling sorry for yourself? Okay, he gone, so what? It's going to be another one. Y'all, we got to stop. So you failed the test. Okay, take it again. Oh, but it cost this amount of money. You had it the first time, you're going to have it again. You know, and always remember, God's timing is the best timing. So maybe you just need to learn something at the stage you're at. Learn and keep it pushing. You know, but don't give up on yourself. It could be the next door. It could be the next opportunity. It could be the next thing you apply for. It could be the next relationship. It could be the next opportunity. It could be the next. So if that one didn't work out, it could be the next. If that one don't work out, it could be the next. If that one don't work out, it could be the next. Keep going. Keep pushing. Don't allow yourself to make any excuses. It's okay if you make a mistake. It's okay if you need a break. But keep going. Okay? I love y'all so much. Love y'all so much. I hope you guys got something out of this. If you have to go to work, then have a great day at work. I'm going to go ahead and read the comments. KK, you're hilarious. Cindy says, Cat Williams said that you're your own star player. Yes, yes, you are. You your own star player. I took that to heart. And the way we see great players treated and working and taking care of themselves and advocating, we need to do the same. Absolutely, Sydney. So watch those documentaries, y'all. Watch those documentaries. Watch the documentaries. Good morning. Thank you. Take action today because tomorrow isn't promised. Hello. Cheryl said, not my fault. y'all are killing me. Y'all are hilarious. I'm going to share this video with my friends for sure. You're always on point. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Please, y'all, share these. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Make sure you guys are giving these videos a thumbs up. Come back and leave a comment because you guys leave comments on the live. But go ahead and comment down below so that YouTube knows that you guys like these videos and you guys show up every day. The only time we fail is when we stop. Absolutely. Y'all are hilarious. What? Let it go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him be with somebody else. Let him be with somebody else. Turn your mindset to God, saying no to God telling you to wait. Yes, 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 yes. He might not be telling you no. He might be just saying, just wait. I got something better, but that doesn't mean stop working. That doesn't mean stop working the plan. That doesn't mean stop tweaking, okay? Thank you, Destiny. Oh, hold on. So She Amber says, literally me after I listened to the Millionaire podcast. It's so good. I haven't finished it yet. If you don't believe in yourself, no one will. Promote yourself, not care about what other people have to say. If they sick of you, oh, well, still watching, I'm sure. Hello, you have to let them. Prepare to be sick of me. Hello. Everybody should feel that way about themselves. I don't care what it is that you do. I don't care. Who cares? Let them be sick of you. Good. We don't get sick of seeing Coca-Cola ads. We don't get sick of seeing Nike ads. We don't get sick of all these people. Fashion Nova send me an email every day. Bath and Body Works sends me an email every day. Fashion Nova always got a sale. They don't care. They don't care. Fashion Nova and Bath and Body Works do not care. You're going to get that email. You're going to get that email. And you know what? Fashion Nova so cold, you can't even unsubscribe. I'm tired of them. And they sending you text messages. Oh, they don't care. They don't care. You still coming back? They don't care. Prepare to get sick of me, okay? Wait till I get my... Man, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. If God says the same for what I want to do, people lucky things ain't when I turn it up, it's come. Be excited too. Be excited for what's to come. Be excited. Be like, dang, when I get this, it's going to be popping. Get excited. God loves enthusiasm. Wouldn't you love enthusiasm? Like, wouldn't you? Hold on, I'm going to get you to Miss Denise. But wouldn't you be excited? Like, if you were taking a kid. Think about this, right? Imagine you and God are in the car. Sorry, y'all. Something's in my mouth. Imagine you and God are in the car and you're headed to Disney World, right? Disney World. Well, I love Disney World. Imagine you and God are in the car going to Disney World. God is driving and you're the kid in the back seat. And God is like, we're going to Disney World. We ain't there yet, but we're on our way. And you were in the back like, okay, going to Disney World. You know, we'll see. I'll believe it when I see it. Wouldn't you be like, wouldn't God be like, oh, ungrateful little snot? But if you were in the backseat like, and going to Disney World, we going to Disney World, we going to Disney World. Don't you think that would hype God up too? Think about it. We are in the likeness of him. We got to stop thinking that he's like, we are in the likeness of him. He has the same emotions we have. The Bible says that God is a jealous God. He only got one emotion. You don't think that he don't get irritated, happy, sad, nervous, excited. All we got the same. We're the same person. we're the same being, we're in the likeness of him, right? So if he's our father and he's in the driver's seat, we need to be in the backseat jamming. And we going to Disney, I'm getting my business, I'm getting my husband, I'm getting my money. Oh, we just got to get excited. Get excited. You ain't there yet. You on the way. He driving. You good. Get excited. Get excited. Get excited. Get excited. So many gems are dropped in interviews and documentaries. Absolutely. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, African Sun. I appreciate that. That is so true. Period. Power is in the tongue. Yes, ma'am. You are becoming whatever you meditate on. Absolutely. Tali went through lots of abuse in childhood too, unfortunately. That was a part of him not getting into a relationship. Oh, he did. That's so sad. I mean, I would love to talk about that. I don't want to get too deep, but I've been sexually abused and traumatized as well. Y'all, don't allow your pain to keep you stuck. For those of you who are still on listening, a lot of us, I'm sure if we took a poll, a lot, especially as women, either been molested, sexually abused, the gamut, right? And I'm sorry, I should have said a warning about that. It is okay. It's not okay what happened to you, but you're not damaged. It is okay. You heal from that as much as you can through prayer, through therapy. That was not your fault. And don't allow that situation and that thing to keep you in prison. Understand that it happened. It was trash that it happened to you. It shouldn't have happened to you, but it did. And all we can do is look at that. Hopefully find it in your spirit to forgive, whatever you want to do. That's on your time. Cause I don't know, everybody's situation level is different, and you keep it pushing for yourself and you honor yourself and you show up for yourself and don't allow that situation to keep you stagnant, you know, cause I'm sure a lot of us on here have, but please don't let somebody with a sick mind, a sick heart, just, you know, stop you from your greatness. But I've been there, so I understand. But we're not gonna allow that narrative to be our story. That happened to, that was a part of our story. That's not our story. Okay. So I hope that helps somebody. I'm trying to stop working through my lunch break and eat and work at the same time. I'm learning to take those few minutes to myself and enjoy my food. Heck yeah, Sydney. The thing is, Rodman was going, yep, we read that one. He was going to do what he wanted to do anyway. No, for real. I was an essential worker. Essential, my behind, girl, bye. Ellie, y'all just want me in this office. That's what y'all want. Because me and my homegirl used to complain. Because we were in there. Let me just break this down. Bye, you guys, for those of you who have to go to work. We were in the, we would be in the office, and it would be like five of us. And we're like, why are we here? Everybody else, everybody and their mama is at home. Everybody was at home. And here we are at work. I don't even remember the pandemic being isolated. Like, what? I was always outside. I always make a copy of the most updated resume and adjust the necessary parts to align with the job I am applying for. That way I keep the structure that's needed without having to redo the whole thing. Absolutely. There you go, Sydney. That makes sense because... doesn't Beyonce turn into Sasha Fierce? Yep, we talked about that yesterday. Absolutely, she does. She taps into a different side of herself, for sure. Anything that comes easy doesn't last. Okay, Britt. Sherelle says, I am a trill friend. I'm not the sugarcoat. I'm not sugarcoating nothing. I do too. Demita Joe, what's going on, Miss Jackson? Janet Jackson. That's Janet Jackson's name, ain't it? Good morning. Never leave a job without something set up. To each their own, but I agree. You don't have to do the whole leap of faith thing. You can, but it's up to you. Everybody's situation is different. I done walked off of some jobs before. Like, y'all got this. Good morning, friend. Gratitude. Have a great day. Thank you. Get up. Aw. Thank you. Living Lavishly Vegan. I love that. Good morning, Michael. Good morning. I stayed home. Thank you. And thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I hope that you guys got something out of the morning motivation. Destiny said, what's the update on the mugs? You said, oh, thank you. So Okay, so I don't know what happened to the order. I went and searched for the order. I'm gonna have to redesign some more. So y'all stay tuned. The mugs are coming. I thought I ordered some samples so I could look at them, make sure they were good enough to show you guys. I don't know what happened to the order. I looked for the email. I know I designed it. I know I ordered it, and I know I paid for it. I even looked for the receipt. So maybe I skipped a step with pushing order. I don't know. But I have to remake them. And if you guys have any like ideas for what type of mugs, like, do you guys like mugs with quotes? Do you guys want a morning motivation mug only like with the morning motivation logo on there? Like what would you want to drink out of while watching the show with me? I love quotes on mugs. That's my favorite. So I was thinking about quotes, but if you guys want like a specific mug, do you guys want like the morning motivator? Do you want something inspiring? If you guys have time or care, let me know. If you're interested, I would really like to know, like, what type of mug do you like to drink out of? I love quotes. So I was going to do a quote, but I want to make sure that you guys like that type of stuff, because you guys will be drinking out of it. So let me know. I came in late. What other documentaries were you talking about earlier? So the one that I watched, that I've been watching, is The Last Dance by Michael Jordan, with Michael Jordan. And it's his Michael Jordan documentary. It's like 8, it's like 10. It's so good, y'all. So good. So that one, I like the Kanye documentary, parts 1 and 2. The third part was like, and just any documentary I find on people that I think are interesting. The Hugh Hefner documentary is very interesting. Amazon did it's like a documentary / series. So you see a lot of acting in that one, but there is some documentary elements in it. His story was really interesting. I like knowing how people got to where they are. You know, you hear about the famous stuff, you hear about the rich stuff. How did they start their business? What obstacles did they go through? What challenges did they face? What happens when things didn't go right? Everybody has a story that's like this. Nobody has a story where it's like, oh, this happened and then yay. No, everybody has ups and downs, whether it be tax issues, whether it be money, whether it be government issues with their business being shut down. Everybody's gone through something. And I love to see how they've overcome and triumph. And then Steve Harvey did an interview yesterday with Earn Your Leisure that I also watched, that we talked about yesterday, or the 2 days ago that we talked about yesterday. So that one was really good because he talked about his journey. So I just like to find interviews or documentaries of people that I really admire or I like, or even if I don't like them personally, if they're successful, I want to hear their journey. I want to hear their story. I really don't care. I don't have to like them in order to listen. Like for me, I don't watch all the time, but I even was interested in how Hitler became so captivating. How did he get a nation of people to listen to him? And he was so evil. So even sometimes I'll pick and just watch just to see like what about him, what tools or what did he use in order to captivate his audience? But then I use it for good. Does that make sense? Because he was, but I don't care who it is. If they were successful or I admire them, I want to see how they got there or why people like them, or, you know, because that's a skill. We can, you know, people can be evil, but it takes a skill to captivate an audience to the extent where they're listening to you, to that extent, to change a whole country and to, you know. I just like, well, what about this person? Even Trump, like, what about this person do people like? And the only thing people kept saying about Trump is he's so real, even though he wasn't. It was a facade, but you know, that's neither here nor there. Child, you say no more emails and they still send. Sydney, they do not care, okay? Fashion Nova said, prepare to be sick of them. Jessica says, finally made it, seeing you live. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jessica, so much for your views. I really, really appreciate it. Y'all make sure you share. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Make sure you guys are commenting and liking these videos. Please, please, please. It helps me so much. I'm so close to 100K. I was closer a few months ago. The subscriber count went back because YouTube did some cleaning out. And then maybe my content wasn't, you know, for some people, which is totally fine. But I'm so close to 100K. So the more you share, the more you comment, the more you like. You know, and I'm going to do some changes on the back end. So you guys are going to see a little change on the front part. Don't worry. That's all right. Jasmine said, thank you, Jasmine, for the DM on Instagram. No problem, boo. Good morning, Percy. Does your alter ego have a name? I may have missed it if you answered the question already. No, No, I don't name them. I just, now they're becoming, now it's kind of becoming second nature. 'Cause I'll find myself, so say if I find myself going, I don't got it today. I don't know what I'm gonna do, morning motivation, and then a part of my brain will snap and be like, girl, are you tripping? Like, you got people waiting on you. This is your gift, this is your talent. God wouldn't have done it. You, hello, boss up. Like it's that side of me. Like, I don't allow the negative stuff to linger too long without something in my brain snapping, because I've been practicing this. And that's why I always try to tell you guys, because the more you practice it, the more it becomes second nature, and the more you just snap into the person that you need to become, or you'll talk yourself out of, because it's you really control your day, and you really control your outcome of life and what you think. Everything is here. Everything is here. So if you can master this, psh, unstoppable. So I don't have really names for my alter egos, or the people I think that are up there. Or just, it's me. It's me. It's just a different side of me. Maybe it's my best friend. Maybe it's my boss side, or maybe it's but if sometimes it helps people to rename them. I don't. Maybe I should. I've tried. It doesn't work for me. I had an alter ego at spring break when I was in college named Alexis. So somebody could take that one if they want. Alexis was crazy. She was cool though. No, but I'm very attached to my name. I'm very attached to Brittany Daniel. Even when I get married, I'm like, I'm gonna change my name. I don't know. Probably not publicly, but I'll change it privately. Good morning. Awesome message. Morning motivation gets better and better. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's see. And yes, I didn't get motivated and inspired ju to just get up. And do, I'm glad that you are having these videos to keep people like me encouraged. I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Affirmations on the coffee mug would be great. Ooh, I love that. Okay, so Sydney says yes quotes. She Amber said both. Okay. Good morning, Katie. How are you? So it's the end of the morning motivation. If you guys, I've already went through all the tips. Now I'm just going through the comments, because I want to make sure I honor you guys and see you guys. I love quotes in the morning motivation. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I love that. Get inspiration from you daily, and you help me a lot. Thank you. Sometimes I feel like you make these just with me in mind. I pray, y'all. I really pray and just ask God to like give me what they need. I have no idea. I don't really talk to some of y'all personally. But if there is something y'all want me to talk about, let me know. Help, help, please, help me, please. No, I'm just kidding, but let me know. One that says morning motivator would be great too. Okay, I like that. I like that. Yes, mug with quotes. Okay, Brandy. Brandy said mug with quotes. Sherelle said my morning cup right now says she's got the girl boss hustle. So y'all like quotes. I love inspirational mug. I love inspiration all around me saying. Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you, She Amber. Yes, y'all, please share, please share, please share. Thank you, KK. Let people be sick of her. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, She Amber. Have you seen the documentary, The Three Identical Strangers? Oh, okay. I gotta go watch that. What is it? A thriller? Okay, so I don't like thrillers. I don't like anything that's true crime, because I dream about what I think. And last night I had a dream about an axe murderer. So y'all, when y'all have crazy dreams, look up what could be going on. So I looked it up to this morning. I was like, oh, what am I anxious about? But yeah, I had a dream about, like, it was like a Jason type of thing going on. I was like, what is going on in my brain? Okay, what is going on? And I kept waking up and going back to sleep, and it wouldn't stop. He just kept coming. We kept escaping, but he kept coming. I'll have to watch that. The Three Identical Strangers. What's that about? All right, last comment. Jasmine, it has always got me thinking about our government. Chow. Chowing. Wait till I'm out of the military and we're gonna have those discussions maybe on Patreon or something. But I thank you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. For those of you who stay to read the comments with me, I love you guys so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget to share, subscribe. Share these videos, comment below. Good morning, Vanessa. I hope you guys have a beautiful, blessed day. If you missed any part of the morning motivation this morning, go ahead and rewatch it. This is episode 54, I believe. And I'm going to do a better job at changing up the thumbnail so you guys can learn, you know, see the different. I don't know. Let me know if y'all think that that's a good idea. Does it make sense when I number them and y'all can stay with the number? Or do you guys, let me ask y'all this. Yes. Before I end, do the thumbnails confuse you guys? Like, do you not know which is which? Would it help if I change them and switch them up so you guys knew exactly which one? Or does the thumbnail being the same kind of help you guys and you could follow the numbers? Because I've been told that they're a little confusing, so I don't want anybody to be confused. I wanted to make it as easy as possible for you guys to tune in. So I really would love your feedback. If you guys want to say it on here or DM me, let me know, because I really want to make sure that you guys are getting the best experience as possible. And if it's kind of confusing and it's not really helpful, then I really want to know so I can make sure that I keep them for you guys, or however you guys want it and however it makes sense. But somebody was like, it's a little confusing because we don't know. So, okay. So she, Amber says, no, the way it is fine. The numbers help me. Okay. And then no, the thumbnails help for brand identity recognition. The numbers help. Number them, please. So then they are numbered, but the newer ones sometimes aren't numbered. Okay. So number them. Episode numbers help me so I can follow along. My eye is trained to the thumbnail now so I can scroll and jump and click. Okay. The thumbnails help make it a series. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. So my sit down videos or my one-offs, those can be different thumbnails, but keeping the same morning motivation thumbnail, just make sure that the numbers and things like that. Okay. Cause they are numbered and I just need to make sure I keep numbering the series. The thing is with YouTube, and I'll just share this. Sorry, y'all. I know this is TMI, but we family at this point. But the thing about YouTube is because of the algorithm, sometimes, you know, the thumbnails are very important. And so are the, like how I title the video. So I think I just need to switch up some of the titles. So I'm just trying to figure out where the numbers should go. Should they go at the end? Should they go at the beginning? The thumbnails help make it a series. Okay, so you guys don't mind the thumbnails. And so Sydney says it trained your brain. Okay, cool. I'll just make sure that the numbers, maybe I can make bold the numbers or something like that. But thank you guys so much. And thank you for the feedback. That really helps. Okay, that really, really, really helps. Thank you guys so much, so much, so much for watching. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. And I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all. Bye, Latoya. Bye, Ladybug. Bye, Sydney. Bye, She Amber. Bye, Esther. Bye, Vanessa. Bye, Jessica. Bye, you guys. Bye, Brandy. Bye, Jasmine. Bye, y'all. Bye, KK. Bye, Sherelle. Bye, guys. Have a beautiful and blessed day. See y'all tomorrow.